Jefferson is a county surrounding the city Louisville, Kentucky. But instead of having two separate school systems, think inner city versus suburb, they both fall under one very large district.
Today, they're under a controlled choice plan, which means that everybody makes a choice.
Genevieve Siegel-Hawley is a researcher at Virginia Commonwealth University. She compared four different cities in the South that took different approaches to reducing segregation. She says Louisville's regional plan with controlled choice has largely been successful.
Everybody ranks a set of schools that they'd be interested in going to, and the district looks at those rankings, and they make the final assignment decision based on a lot of things.
They assign kids based on location, where their siblings might be, and whether it will create more diverse schools. Siegel-Hawley says the community there has chosen to prioritize diversity.
This generation of kids is going to have to know how to live with and work with one another in order for our society to be successful. And schools reach 9 out of 10 kids in our country, public schools. They absolutely should be places where we help children learn to live and work together.
Siegel-Hawley recently published a book about this research. It's available now and is called When the Fences Come Down, 21st Century Lessons from Metro School Desegregation. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.